What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, and I am your host, as always, weekdays from 3 to 5 o'clock Eastern Time, which is 1 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time, where we broadcast here from the Rockies. We're up at 9,000 feet out of Breckenridge, and this is the central hub to launch local currencies across the country, local usury-free, because that's essential, time-denominated. Ours are our currency, such inspired by Paul Glover's excellent work in Ithaca, New York, Ithaca Hours. Time is money, and because time is money, time is also the only commodity which the poor and the rich man have equal amounts of. So if we're going to back our currency by a commodity, we certainly want it to be a commodity that the poor have, because they're rich people, they've got lots of gold. And if we back it by gold and silver and those sorts of things, then it's the people who control gold and silver who will control our economies. And, just like we have the petrol dollar now, so in effect it's backed by petroleum. It makes a commodity based upon debt and interest and oil, and the poor people don't have money to loan with as a debt with interest. Only the rich people do. Additionally, the elite control oil. So these will always be top-down systems. Let's do something different, right? Let's truly do something different. Let's make bottom-up economy based upon the people's own energy. Once we base the currency on the people's own energy, then the currency will respond to their interests. It's a fundamental paradigm change. And we are helping people launch these. And our very special guest today is Joanna Whitney. And she has been our assistant. She's the graphic designer who helps us come up with these currencies. And we are going to... Basically, we want to do our first hour today basically talking about advising how you get graphic designers, how they can help a local community do this in a step-by-step kind of plan. And Joanna has now worked on, I think, 4 separate local currency logos, 3 different currency designs. And that qualifies her as an expert in my book, because there's not that many people who have done this before. So we are very thankful to have her, because she does great work and she's very quick. And that's what's nice, because when we do these currencies, we can really set them up quick. Joanna was instrumental in us being able to get Clearwater Hours for Tampa Bay set up in a week. I mean, basically, we talked to her on a Saturday, and it was at print by Friday. You know, that's fast. That's really fast. So inside of a week, it was going to print. Pretty impressive. So we will be right back with graphic designer, local currency designer, Joanna Whitney. And you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love...
I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah,
it could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangster. Those the devils struck in Wall Street banksters.
The devils struck Wall Street banksters. We love them too. We are going to let them do their thing, and we're going to do our thing, and that is to create and design and circulate and earn and spend our own local currency. And one of the necessary steps to achieve that is to have a graphic designer design the currency. And we are fortunate to have our very special guest. That's Joanna Whitney. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you see me?
I can hear you.
Let me check the video thing.
Yeah, we're not using that aspect of it. It's just entirely audio.
Okay, cool.
No problems. Before I want to, for someone listening to this when they're going to set up their own design, this is a how-to for them. We don't want everybody to kind of get hung up too much in making their design a masterpiece work of art. Because no matter what you do with the currency design, ultimately when you're done, there'll be people that will be critical of it, just as with all forms of art, like music, for instance. Not everybody likes the same kind of music. Even though that music was done by a virtuoso, it doesn't mean that that's what everybody is going to like. So rather than focusing on the design too much, we want people to just spread the idea. Get the currency designed, printed, circulated, and then get it into people's hands, because up until they spend it, it will always be a theory. So it's essential to get it out there and circulating and being spent and earned and getting people to join businesses. So that should be the primary focus, but certainly having a good design makes the viability of the currency more pronounced, and all currency, even gold and silver, it's all a confidence game. And the more authentic, the more institutionalized, the more emotionally interesting, attractive, those sorts of things definitely lend a hand. So, Joanna, can you give us a little bit of your background with respect to art and design, just a general background? I'm sure it's going to be different for different designers, but what was your history?
I have an illustration degree from the School of Visual Arts in New York City. I have a master's in fine art. I'm a fine artist, and I've always done graphic design on the side to supplement my income as a fine artist. So then I taught graphic design at the Art Institute of Colorado and got up-to-date software. Pretty much up-to-date software. So I can do pretty much everything, but I do it sort of in my jack-of-all-trades, master-of-none way. So I'm not a full-time graphic designer by any means, but I do know how to do it. How's that?
It's worked perfect for us. We've been very happy. The three designs that we've worked on together have been basically Clearwater Hours. Clearwater Hours is for Tampa Bay area. And then we did Island Hours, which was just completed. It's actually going to print. We're going to be launching that this weekend in New York for Liberty Fest there. So if anybody's listening and it's in that area, go to Liberty Fest. It's in Manhattan on Saturday from 2 to 10 o'clock at night. We've just started the design for Vols Hours, Volunteer Hours for Nashville, Tennessee. And they're having an event on November the 3rd that we're trying to get the currency ready for, called the Music City Liberty Festival. That's kind of how this is working. And, right off the top, what kind of software do you use to do the work you do?
I'm using Adobe CS3. So I'm using mostly Photoshop, Adobe CS3 Photoshop, but I could really use any version of Photoshop for this.
Okay. And with, generally the background in doing this, what advice would you give to a graphic designer? We do the logo first to kind of establish the colors for the balance of the design. What would you kind of advise them as to, what's the emotion you're trying to convey, that sort of thing?
I think the most important thing would just to try to be conservative, believe it or not, in the logo. The initial run of currency, and then if you want to do something wild and crazy later, then you could. But to have a sort of conservative and sort of all-encompassing logo for the area that everyone can relate to.
That's yeah, I think that's a really good point because, this is something that generally when you're getting people to use the currency, you're not talking to them about what political party. In fact, you don't want to get into politics at all because it becomes divisive, even though that might be that individual promoter's, that's why I do it. I do it for spiritual and political reasons, so to speak, but I don't talk about that. And the more I get into that kind of stuff, the more it becomes divisive. So we want a design that is, something that's all encompassing that the community is proud of.
Right. Something that's going to really reach every age level, and you don't even have to get political about it at all.
Right. And, just then in terms of practicality, for instance, we did a design for Mile High Hours that we're trying to go to print for, like in getting T-shirts made up. And it's a really elaborate where it's got all kinds of colors in it. So now when we get a T-shirt printed up, because it has full color, it's much more expensive to do the promotional stuff for than, a 4 or 5 color design. So that's something to think about because they have to use it has that heavy vinyl, so when you put the shirt on, it feels like you're wearing like a big piece of latex on your chest, and it's not comfortable at all.
That's a drag.
Yeah, it's a huge drag, and I never really thought about this, but these are the things that you kind of learn as we go along, and this is a process. We're all just doing this for, the first one we worked on was, 8 months ago. So less colors will make it less expensive to create a design and then put it on, because you have to get T-shirts and decals to put on windows saying that, mountain hours are accepted here, those sorts of things. So having more simple designs make it more economical in order to produce that if you're limited for money.
Right.
So that makes sense. I was going to get into this is one of the main things we do is the logo first. And then from there, we'll have a banner, just say Mountain Hours or Clearwater Hours or Vols Hours underneath. But it'll have a defined shape to it. Okay, we'll be right back.
full of chemicals, leaked all our nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollution. War for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, MEG, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach...
Indeed, not to live in pain and fear, but to create systems which offer abundance to our brothers and sisters. And we're joined with our special guest, Joanna Whitney, who is a graphic designer who has worked on three separate local currency designs, the first of which was Clearwater Hours, which she was so quick and got done in a week. And it was actually shorter than that because we had it printed in a week, and the print is normally takes about 4 or 5 days all by itself. So, Joanna, just on the logo side, the idea there is something that conveys a sentiment of that community. So, if you can just kind of go through the different designs between Clearwater Island Hours and then Vols Hours.
Well, okay, so Clearwater, we used this copyright-free image, that's an important thing to refer back to later, of a heart water thing, and we used the same kind of imagery that Mountain Hours logo is, so that it's cohesive. And then Island Hours, we used a lighthouse, which I actually drew from from a picture, again, to try to avoid the copyright problem. And I used a copyright-free image as part of that as well. And again, the cohesive imagery from the Mountain Hours logo. And then Vols was, I'm not actually sure, I just received that from you, so I'm not sure what that originates in, but I just used that image that I received and just made it like a little bit more interesting to make it sort of metallic looking. But the idea, I just wanted to refer quickly to this, is to not just swipe images off the internet and use them without thinking about the copyright. Unless you're going to change them radically, either by flipping them or reversing them horizontally or changing the color radically or blurring out the faces so that you don't get into a copyright war with anybody. And also to make sure that when you make the logo that you make it large enough, like maybe 8.5 by 11 at 300 DPI, so that you can use it again in different for different things. You might end up wanting to use it for a banner later on, and that is not going to even be big enough. So just to keep that in mind when you're making the logo.
Yeah, that's a good call, because we, for Mountain Hours, we have a banner that's basically 3 foot by 7 foot long, that's actually a replication of a 2-hour note, which is our $20 bill, basically. So that's it blew up really big. Having the resolution being able to be large is essential. I was just going to get into the colors for instance. Then when we did Clearwater Hours, we actually sent you an image of a beach scene, and that was the dominant image for all the front sides of the Clearwater Hours currency. And then from there, you basically picked out 4 colors that were prominent in that image, and then just use those to kind of make, because each different denomination has a different frame. And can you explain how that whole process works?
Sure. So you guys sent me the front image, and it was a beach scene, and it had nice blues, a sand color, the color of the fence, and there was one other color. I can't remember right at the second. And so I just picked one color for each of the denominations, because we try to stick with the same template for each denomination and just change the color, and the numerical denomination is what differentiates it on the front. And then on the back, it has a different picture, different pictures in the heart and on the smaller pictures. But just to create uniformity, and design-wise, it's very beautiful when you use those colors, because the mind comprehends the reason for using those colors as it being part of the image.
Oh, you know what it was on that design? It was a beach chair with an umbrella, which was like kind of a mahogany color.
Oh, right. Okay, right. So the mahogany, the ocean, then there was a cream color that came from the canvas, and then what was the other one? There was
the ocean, either the blue of the ocean or the blue of the sky.
Yeah, maybe there were 2 blues. Right, there's 2 blues.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, when you do that, it creates cohesiveness design-wise. Instead of introducing another color from nowhere else in the picture, it just mentally it creates a cohesiveness to use a color that's in the picture that you're using.
Yeah, and that was different than we did Mountain Hours. Mountain Hours has 4 different fronts, but what's so beautiful, like, one of the dominant things that I don't really want to go back to Florida, but that's where I've been the last 25 years, is the one thing that's absolutely beautiful. It's, you know, you're selling why you want to go there, and sitting on the beach, just looking at the ocean on a nice day, it's one of the most pleasant things that we can do as human beings, you know? So that's why we use that one design for all 4 denominations. It's just really inviting, I think.
Right, and it's the essence of what each place is about.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a break. We'll be right back with graphic designer Joanna Whitney.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct partner. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind. Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn, it's a revolutionary stand. When we get the people to chant, you get your people to chant.
Revolution, revolution, love, yeah, peace, revolution, revolution,
love, peace, and revolution. And the revolution is on, and it will happen by the people removing their energy from the establishment's monetary system and putting their energy into their own local organic currency systems, which serve the people. We are helping graphic designers understand how to create these currencies. And, you know, the radio show here is always a resource where questions can be asked. But we just want to focus and have a graphic designer come on and an artist, which is a combination that we're very thankful to have those skills. So, Joanna, we were talking about the Clearwater currency. And then on the reverse side of that currency, on the front side, we had one design. On the back side, it was a variety of images which get imported into the bottom side as kind of like a skyline. And then inside the heart, there would be another image. Can you you know, describe the best kind of, you know, whether that is a landscape or a portrait profile, how is it best and what minimum size does it need to be?
For the main image on the background of the backside of the dollar, the bill, should be some sort of landscape. Let's say, like on Mountain Hours, it's mountains. It looks like mountains in atmospheric perspective, going, and it, so it's sort of nebulous. You can't really see what it is, but it's really pretty, and it should be at least 300 DPI. It should be a vertical image, and it should be copyright. You have to deal with the copyright situation unless it's you just take a piece out of something you swiped off the internet that is unrecognizable. That's for the background image. And then there's the heart. Now, the heart is sort of problematic in a way because it's got these two arrows going in. So you have to kind of get an image that it might look like it'd be better if it was horizontal, but it's good if it's vertical, but it's better if it's a horizontal image because then you pretty much can finagle it to fit inside the heart and then have enough of that image to feather it so that it blends with the background. So if you don't happen to have that, then you're going to have to use the Photoshop blend tools to extend it. So I always prefer to have, you know, 8x10 images that are 300 DPI. But if you don't have that, you might have to cut and paste and make it work. And then that's even true for those bottom images, too, because if they're just teeny weeny little images that fit in there, they still have to be 300 DPI so that they read when you print it. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely. On some of the designs, we went with a full color, and then some, like on Mountain Hours design, they were colorized. Can you explain that a little bit so people understand?
Sure. So in Photoshop, you can either color in the image adjustment palette. There is an option to colorize the image, which means that all of the darks and lights from a photograph become one source hue. This, of course, reduces the cost. If you do a full color image, it's going to cost more than if you use red, yellow, blue, and white, and black, red, yellow, blue, and black. If you use those as your images, it's going to cost you a lot less than if you use full color, but full color usually looks a lot better. So you'll have to figure that out, what you want to do. I think Mountain Hours used a colorized image for their backdrop, and I think the whole back of the bill is colorized, different colorized versions. When we did Long Island Hours, I did that, but then we decided it didn't look very good, so we went with full color, it's better to look good than to have it be kind of crappy.
Yeah, it a lot of the Long Island, New York designs had lots of ocean in them. We had a nautical theme for that design. And when they were colorized, it just looked like everything was kind of stormy and gray, and it didn't look real inviting.
Right. So you ended up going for maybe spending a little bit more money to make it more inviting, because after all, you know, this concept is going to be new to people, and so you want to make the bill as pretty as possible and as inviting as possible so that they will want to use it and overcome their fear of using it.
Yeah, because that's a good point is that, you know, it's like anything else. When we see something pretty, we want to touch it and hold it, and ultimately we'd like, you know, I think over time people will end up collecting these. And,
oh, yeah, definitely.
I know I am. It's cool. Like, it's something, it's really beautiful when you see people, you know, they take the currency, and they're just pieces of paper up until those business owners sign them into circulation. So they're the ones actually creating the money. We just have pieces of paper they create the money with their human energy.
Well, which, don't forget about the serial number thing, too. That's what he's talking about, right? You're talking about the serial number and the signature that has to go on the front side of the note.
Yeah. It's essential for the designer to leave some space for a serial number, along with an area for the business owner to sign it. Because in effect, these serve as sort of like a coupon or a voucher or a gift certificate, and they're not valid until the business owner signs them.
Good point. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, in terms of like the, you would have more knowledge on this. In terms of the frame or the border going around the perimeter, were you needing to doctor those very much, or was it simple to manage?
There's two things involved in that. One is that the original Mountain Hours has a moiré pattern that the designer put in to prevent counterfeiting, which I think is pretty important, that you can probably get somewhere. I don't know where you get it exactly. But it's a moiré pattern that's very fine and can't be replicated. And that's part of the border. But it's a separate layer in Photoshop. So once you decide on a size, which, okay, the size cannot be the same size as a Federal Reserve note, but it has to fit in a wallet. These are the criteria. Once you decide on a size, then you want to make a template for all four denominations that is the same. It just changes by color or something like that. Otherwise, it's going to be too complicated and you could get confused. So pretty much I haven't changed. I had to kind of redo everything with my Photoshop initially so that I would have it set up so that I would understand what everything was. And because once you get into drop shadows and stuff like that, when you switch around the layers, it can cause problems. But you want to set it up so that it's as simple as possible and that you don't have to change it every time you do a new currency. You want to create a template that's pretty much the same and then just change the color. Is that the answer?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this isn't to say that everybody has to use a heart or whatever. They can do everything original from scratch. But it just what we're trying to do is make a system that others can model and just make it, attractive, but also where you can quickly get it out so that you can get it to your tribe and get it circulating. Because, you know, right now people are under a hardship. I would suggest that you get a currency, you know, up and done in say 2 weeks or so, and then you can always perfect the design or change the images later on. Ultimately, people will be until it's actually out there, people aren't going to care an awful lot. But once the currency is circulating and people see it actually works, then there'll be a lot more people wanting to offer input and help and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's really important. And the thing is, you could really get caught up in wanting to make this beautiful piece of artwork, and you don't want to. That's part of this design. It's very utilitarian. And down the road, you could do a contest and have people redesign a denomination or something like that. Then you'd really create collector's items. But you don't want to get caught up in that to begin with at all. It would be bad. It could like almost never get off the ground if you got caught up in that.
Yeah. And then the other aspect is I think it's a good idea as to whoever is working on this, like that's taking the initiative, just go with what you like and maybe, you know, a close friend. Don't worry. Don't think about trying to get this reviewed past a big committee with a big group, because ultimately, you'll get a bunch of people who will offer criticism, but once you actually go to get the thing circulating, they're not going to offer any help. So it makes the whole process really slow. Rather than doing that, just get it out there and make those revisions later on.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody will have an opinion and want to participate once there's something to criticize. That's just human nature. But you want to get something out there working and have it be simple and utilitarian and try not to get attached emotionally to it at all. That's another thing I've learned about it is that, I'm just doing my part of this project and, it's not reflecting on my, my artistic, talent or whatever. We're trying to get something done here and make it look really good for, every generation in the community.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a good point, is that everybody's just got to kind of go with it. And the big idea, most important thing is that people just use it, and that can't happen until that goes to print and it's out there circulating. So I wanted to get into, just the different types of images, that are added. I think some like Clearwater and Long Island both had some really awesome designs. What were the different themes or what were the different images that you really liked in there?
I really like when there's plenty of interesting photographs of things that make the community interesting, like let me just think for a second. For Long Island, all the backgrounds for the backs were lighthouses, I think, and really pretty. And then we got into attractions inside the heart and inside the smaller image, which mm-hmm. I thought was pretty good. And then with Clearwater, I cannot honestly remember. Tell me what we did. Oh, we did a night.
Did a manatee?
Oh yeah, the manatee, that was great. Oh, and the otter. I mean, it was really heartwarming. Those pictures, they were really heartwarming. That was really good. We did the otter for Long Island, and then we did the manatee and the night scene from the festival. I mean, they're just really nice.
Yeah, Gasparilla in Tampa.
Yeah.
We've got a caller. Robin, are you there?
Yeah, hi. It's Robin from Summer Girls for Truth listening to you guys. And Joanna, I had to call to give a public announcement of how awesome your services have been helping us get these currencies designed, because my expertise only goes so far, and I know for Wayne does too. So to have a graphic artist like you helping us has really been a godsend, and I just wanted to publicly say thank you.
You've done awesome work
for us. Yeah, for sure. I mean, the currencies have turned out amazing, and we have gotten nothing but great feedback from everyone that's seen it, all the different currencies. So I had to call in and give some quick props to you. Your turnaround time is amazing, and so I hope, the information that you're giving now will help, other people and the communities know, and the artists know what to do and what makes it easier. So I think this is a really good show to talk about the nuts and bolts of getting currencies going, rather than just like the economic theories of why we're doing it, which is important. But to get down to the nuts and bolts and the how-to is really the next step, because those are the calls we're getting. So I'm really glad you're on the show today. It's good information.
Well, thank you so much. And you bring up an interesting point about the turnaround time. I just want to address that for a minute, okay? The reason that you guys are getting great turnaround time is because I'm not working. But if I was working, it would take longer. So
sure.
Just to let people know that, I mean, I'm able to, so that's pretty much also why I'm behind this whole thing, is because I haven't been able to get a regular job. And maybe I'm in the situation that many people are in, looking for alternatives.
Sure.
But the point is that I'd say the whole process, if you actually have no job, takes about 3 days, right? Three or four days. But if you were working, it would take a lot longer than that. Just
sure.
FYI. So don't
sure,
beat yourself
sure.
up.
Yeah, no, and we absolutely understand that. And it's important for other communities that are going to start their local currency to hear that as well, and not have false, you know, expectations of turnaround time. So that's important to bring up. And I am driving on 70, so I better concentrate on the road. But I had to call in. And also a quick plug for Summer Girls for Truth. We're going to be on this Friday. It'll be from 2 to 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time or Mountain Time. And check us out that hour. And I'll let you guys go.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
All right.
Wayne, I want to just say two things about technical stuff when you get a chance. If you want me to do it now, I will.
We're going to be hitting a break in a minute or two, so if you could hold that.
I will.
Till after this next break. But yeah, I focus so much on the monetary side of this that the graphic design isn't my expertise. It's just a matter of, I was fortunate that, Joanna had lived in New York for a long time, so she was really familiar with what would be attractive for Long Island hours. But we've got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, cool.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River. For $1,395, quarter-acre lots, county road access, all lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime.
Pressure, the city is crumbling, the people are struggling, there's not much left for work here, see, we're under pressure.
Every day our lives are swallowed by the war, the unclean, unseen, omnipresent force, there's more money gold than there is in circulation, that's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends, the rising cost of living, now we're all running thin, inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement, interest is the whip that used to hit us.
We are joined with Joanna Whitney, is a graphic designer and artist for three separate local currencies. And Joanna, I was just looking at the Volunteer Hours logo, and you know, one of the things in there that was I think that was different than that we didn't really use on other designs is you know, the V is the dominant image there, and that V you kind of use like a metallic image or a finish to it. And with all of the logos, we like to make the currency itself, because it's about the currency, and that's kind of in the forefront. So there's kind of layerings to give it a three-dimensional look. Can you kind of describe that?
In the Vols logo?
I just
used a little of the spray paint tool to make the V more three-dimensional. And that was just as a result of us miscommunicating on the color for a while, and then Wayne sending me this picture. And I just thought, wow, it'd be really cool if I could figure out how to make the V look like this picture more than the flatness that we had before. So I just used, I have a tablet and pen on my computer, and that, you know, gives me the ability to kind of draw. So I was able to sort of make that airbrush effect to make it look like metal. So.
Yeah, I had sent that design off to the organizer, and you know, just so people are listening, like, we're actually designing these, and the organizers that are going to be promoting them in these different areas often, you know, they don't really see the thing until we're done doing the back and forth design. That I like to basically get the logo done and then show it to them to make sure that they like the colors, and because that. If they don't like the logo, they're not going to like the rest of it, because the logo colors drive the rest of the currency design. In any case, you before break, you were wanted to talk about a couple technical issues.
Yes, there's a couple of technical issues that are pretty important. One is that now only probably a designer who knows Photoshop is going to understand what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. So we had a problem with the printer last week because one of the fonts that I sent over didn't make it somehow. So always either rasterize the type layer before you send it to the printer, or send a flattened TIFF file or a flattened PDF file of the item that's going to be printed. So they can have a choice between the uncompressed PSD file and a high quality PDF to print from. That's one thing, in case one of the fonts doesn't make it across the internet. And the other thing is to make sure to put a quarter inch bleed around the edge of the vinyl so that when they cut it, it doesn't cut your design. And it's nice for them to send a JPEG image so that they see what it's going to look like in the end. If they don't understand your bleed, they can look at the JPEG to see what the final image is going to look like. And the other thing is it has to be in CMYK for the printer. But if you're working in CMYK, a lot of the Photoshop adjustments aren't available. So just to transfer it over in the end to CMYK.
Okay. We've got a break. Can you stay a little bit into the next hour, Joanna?
Yep.
Thank you.
Sure.
Be right back. You dig what I'm saying?